This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, Scott Hannon here. Happy Friday. Glad it is a Friday. Could be a little warmer. We'll take the rain, though. Our egg family friends need the rain and lots of other things, which we'll talk about this hour with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I mean, literally, so many things going on. It's unbelievable. This date, on this date, in 1945, the World War II was done. It was over.
In Germany. In the German theater.
75 years
yep.
since the end of World War II today. VE Day. VE.
Yep.
Victory in Europe. Took them out.
3 months later, the Pacific Theater ended when Nagasaki happened. That was it.
Pretty amazing.
Done.
Think about all of our World War II vets. Man alive. Every once in a while, I hear from somebody, in fact, just the other day, Lyle Anderson, who was a World War II vet. He was actually a Marine. Turned, I think, 95, and his son sent me a note. I posted a little thing on a Facebook photo I had from him with his 90th birthday. I was invited to a special 90th birthday they had for him. And he's an honor flight friend. And I've often wondered, you know, how many of these guys are left? Not many. Not many, I don't think. Just think about the number of World War II vets that we lose every single day. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, it is. And if any family members know of honor flight members, please let me know. Just shoot me a text or something about how your dad's doing or mom. We got a few moms on that trip as well. Mom's Day weekend, we're celebrating moms. Want you to tell us about your mom today on a program. We even got Donald Trump to do it. Very nice of him to stop by and tell us about his mom, wasn't it, Kevin? Always like that when it happens. Yeah, I think Todd talked him into it. Todd's got a kind of little pull with the Trump folks.
Well, you know, he did. I still have the screenshot where he started following me on Twitter, and I think it was 2016 or 15.
There you go.
I just happened to pop on it. Donald J. Trump is following you. I'm like, why? But okay.
I had a really strange first experience with Donald Trump. I met him at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Okay, a friend of mine invited me to the White House Correspondents Dinner, and I ended up going a number of years. But Donald Trump was one table away from Ozzy Osbourne. And so, there was this mob around Donald Trump for pictures and Ozzy. So I was table hopping and getting photos. That's how I met him. And then I didn't actually interview him until he was stumping for Mitt Romney. And just wrap your mind around that now.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No, Donald Trump.
I know, I'm just kidding.
How do we get on this? Donald Trump stopped by for a Mother's Day greeting, so it's the least you can do is do yours as well. Let me just quickly say my mom, I just got a text from somebody in Canby, Minnesota. They said, I'm texting from Canby, Minnesota on my way up to Fargo. I always listen to your station. I'm giving a shout-out to my mom, Pat Hansen, who passed away back in 1991 of a brain aneurysm at age 47, and there's never a day that goes by that I don't think of her. Love you, Mom. Rest in peace. Thanks for sending that, Pat. That's awesome. I sent a note back saying my mom grew up in Canby, actually on a farm at St. Leo, Minnesota, but her later years, she was the baby of 16 kids. Think of that, folks. Adam and Bertha Tilgis. I'm telling you what. Amazing, you know, and my menu to this day of preferred meals came from Adam and Bertha, right? Because it was usually meat or potatoes or meat and potatoes, but it was a German Catholic, roots growing up. You didn't miss mass. All of that stays with me today because my mom had a great mom and a great dad, and it's amazing how that works. It just
still trying to get my brain around 16 children.
Awesome. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Just a different time. Anyway, let's get to it here. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall up underway for another hour, and you can tell us about your mom, your beautiful mother. Kevin. How about we start there?
Yeah, no, my mom is living in Fargo right now. She's at Villa Maria Nursing Home, and where she's getting some recovery from a bout of pneumonia earlier this spring. And of course, in fact, the day she went in for therapy was the day they started the lockdown and in the nursing home. So we haven't been able to visit her since, of course, in person. And so I love her, of course, a great deal. She likes to see me on Fox News or MSNBC, because then at least she gets to look at me and tell everybody that's her son, whether they like it or not.
And she can't go anywhere now without somebody asking for an autograph after all those television ads, right? I mean, right? She's very famous.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Not an autograph, but it might be, let me give you my opinion, you know, but that's great, actually, that's great. But anyway, my mom is missing us, and we're really missing her, not being able to, you know, to go see her in person and, you know, give her candy or flowers or take her out for lunch or, you know, that's frustrating for all of us, but we know hopefully, and you know, there's another side to this. The other side of this will happen hopefully sooner rather than later. But so it'll be a different kind of Mother's Day, and for a lot of us and for all of us, and those of us that still have our moms are especially blessed, and those of us that have had great moms are very blessed, and I'm one that's had a great mom, and I look forward to seeing her hopefully. Soon.
There is so much to talk about today, and our callers obviously always have things they want to ask you about as well, and we'll give them that chance today. What do you think is the story of the day? Like, what is front and center for you right now?
Yeah, so interesting. The story of the day kind of is day by day, isn't it? But the big issue right now that's getting a lot of traction, of course, is this meatpacking challenge. And this is something that's not a new issue in North Dakota. It's certainly not a new issue to you and your listeners and your guests, because folks like Kenny Grainer and Julie Ellingson and others in the cattle industry have been talking about it for a long time. But of course, like so many things, coronavirus pandemic has exposed the frailties of a supply chain. In this case, it's the meat supply chain. And we've seen some of the impacts of the concentration of the meatpacking industry for quite a while, but now they've really been revealed in new ways. And of course, Scotty, as you all know, the one thing that will bring anything like this home will be when you go to Wendy's and you can't get a square hamburger because of the meat shortage due to the pandemic. And so it became very real at a very personal level for a lot of people. But it has also provided an opportunity for us to talk about the fact that there are only four meatpacking facilities in the whole country that have 80% of the business, and two of the four are owned by one China and one by Brazil. In fact, the biggest ones. The biggest pork processor, of course, is Smithfield, which is Chinese-owned. The biggest beef processor is JBS, which is Brazilian-owned. And we know that Brazil does not have the same standards as we have for raising and processing meat. They're certainly not raising them. And our ranchers have called into this show many times about, opening our market to Brazilian beef when they, in our view, haven't necessarily taken care of their own health challenges. So anyway, that has been a big topic for, you know, a few weeks, but in the last couple of weeks, it's gotten a lot of attention by the national media. And it's been quite a different place for me to be, if you will, to end up on shows like Chuck Todd's show on MSNBC or, Fox Business and Fox News talking about this with, you know, Sandra Smith and I talked about it for 8 minutes the other day.
Well, I'm calling it the silver lining for North Dakota in the whole COVID mess, really. I mean, because it's getting some attention because of that finally. But like you say, it's not a new issue for any of us, but at least it's now got some attention. People are paying attention to this, right?
Well, that's right. And I first raised it, frankly, with the president a few weeks ago. And he asked me, finally, he said, what's going on in South Dakota? Because that was right after the news broke. There were something like 350 people that had been tested positive at the Smithfield facility in Sioux Falls. And now it's like 900 that have. And I told him, first of all, it's a large processing facility. It's a very old facility. A lot of people in, close proximity, but I said they're the largest pork processor in the world, and they're Chinese owned. And I participated with Mike Rounds, and I give a lot of credit to Senator Rounds from South Dakota on this issue. He's really led the charge, and he and I have co-introduced the legislation. We have co-authored letters to the Department of Justice quite a while back. You might remember last year already there was the fire at the Tyson facility down in Kansas, in Holcomb, Kansas, and that led to a USDA investigation into some price irregularities. But now we've written a letter to the Department of Justice. Now a number of attorneys general, including Wayne Stengel, have also sent a letter. I got an email today from my old friend Phil Graham, the former senator from Texas, on some issues. So there's a lot of attention suddenly being paid to the meatpacking industry and the concentration of it, the inverse price relationship between supply and demand, all of which calls for some antitrust investigations.
All right. Let's take a break, then get to your calls. Jeff in Williston, you're first up. Dave in Minot wants to give a shout-out for Mom. Keep those coming, too. Text welcome, 701-367-2054. Stay tuned.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mother's Day song?
Yep. Yeah, it's we have a request from somebody. said,
do a little dance.
My mom likes that song, do a little dance.
Make a little meatloaf.
Yeah, make a little meatloaf.
And maybe Kevin is trying to stretch the definition of what makes a Mother's Day song.
We aim to please. You call with a request, you're going to get it. Speaking of mom, mom's cooking is yours for the asking at PetroServe USA today. The Friday lunch specials today. Are you ready? Pulled pork at the 12th Avenue Fargo location.
Ooh.
It's right by UPS there. That's a popular spot, and they just treat you right there. I love it. Main Avenue location on Fargo. They have pulled pork sandwiches. Harwood, if you're headed north on 29, two Sloppy Joes with the chips. And Valley City, okay, here it is. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Mm. And, of course, lunch comes with two sides and a bun. There's always the 4 for $4 at any of the PetroServe USA locations. Great caramel rolls. Two in Grand Forks, Valley Dairy. They're actually at all the locations, but the famous Valley Dairy caramel rolls. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
You were talking about mom and cooking, mom's cooking. My best mom memory is I came down one day, and I was about 13 years old. I said, what's for dinner? She looked at me, and she stood up, went to the cupboard, grabbed the Betty Crocker cookbook, handed it to me, and said, you tell me.
Whoa!
And that was the beginning of my culinary career, yep.
Yeah.
Once a week, I had to plan and cook a whole meal for the family.
So, Scott, speaking of caramel rolls, I know this is a bit off topic, but and moms, remember when I used to fill in for you at another radio station in Fargo for your show there? I used to stay in Kindred with my mom, and she'd make caramel rolls, and I'd bring them into the station. And to this day, some of those people still ask me about it. Some of the folks that over at WDAY still ask me about it. But my mom's caramel rolls. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah, I don't believe that I got any because I've never.
Of course not, because you were never there.
Yeah, I, that's right. I was filling in, so there's none left when I got back there. But because I've never met a caramel roll that I didn't fall in love with ever. It's just a thing with me and caramel rolls. They're like you and pie. It's just the best, the best. Okay, Jeff in Williston for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Scott and Senator Cramer, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And
amen.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Love you. The reason I'm calling, Scott, last summer my wife and I took a vacation out to Maine to attend the Lobster Festival out there in Rockland, Maine. And in doing so, we drove around about 1,200 miles around the state. And I wore my Trump hat everywhere, so I always ate at these small mom-and-pop shop restaurants and stuff, and I talked to the locals and kind of get a feel of what's going on with people and what's going on in their communities. And one of the communities I stopped in was a community called Rumford, Maine, which is in western central Maine. And this older guy came up to me and talked to me, and he goes, you realize this paper mill here is owned by the Chinese? And I said, no, I did not know that. And I said, what's the story behind that? And he told me, and he said, well, they tried to sell it for years, and they couldn't get anybody to buy it. And they finally came down, they were going to close it. And finally, the only person they could get to buy it was the people from China, and they ended up buying it. And they refurbished the plant, I guess, like brand new. But he said if they didn't buy it, he says everybody would be out of work and the town would blow away. And he had mixed feelings about it because all his family and them all grew up with this plant. And he didn't want to see anybody get out of work and everything. But at the same time, he wished it was American owned. But if you can't get Americans to buy the plant or the factory, I don't know what other options we have. I mean, myself, I prefer, like probably most of your listeners, that an American company would buy them out, but I guess that wasn't an option nobody was interested in. So I don't know what the answer, the solution is to the problem. I know it's just not this paper mill in western Maine, but without them buying it, I mean, all these families would have picked up roots and they had to move away from their hometown and stuff. So
yeah, that's an interesting story. And a good discussion point, Senator Cramer. You know, where do you draw the line? Meat is food, right? Meat is food. So do we? You know, energy. We can't have somebody. Prescription drugs. I don't like that. But paper, maybe I don't care about. You know, keeps the plant open. What are your thoughts there?
So I think this is a family discussion that we have to have. And by the way, Donald Trump is the person that's really raised. I mean, I, as I told him one day when he was, we were talking about this, I said, just remember, you are, you're president largely over the fact that you warned the, you know, the people of the United States about being too susceptible to foreign investment and to foreign owned supply chains. And now here we are living through it with oil, with food, with, you know, PPEs and pharmaceuticals. And where does it end? Well, it depends on whether your concern is security and safety, which is one thing, or if it's economics and jobs as well. But you also have to remember we live in a global economy. Places like China, not only do they make things inexpensively, but they also are 1.5 billion consumers of things that we make as well. So it's a fine balancing act. I'm open to the discussion, but this is a kind of new territory, Scott, I think, in many respects for Republicans. Because, you know, the sort of the free market, free trade, globalism is part of some traditional Republican thought, but then so is this, there's this populism piece as well, and America first, and Donald Trump has certainly steered us more that direction, and now we're seeing why it might, you know, it might have made more sense than we might have thought. Some of us, I should say, might have thought before Donald.
Well, to piggyback on Jeff's question, I want to ask you this. If we said, obviously, okay, China, you can't own Smithfield, and you can't own this, you can't own that, or anybody else. A texter here is asking the question, ask Senator Cramer why foreign entities, especially ones that are our enemies, are allowed to buy industries that are so important in the United States. So let's say, we're going to say China's an enemy. More bad than good comes from China, and they're trying to, you know, intellectual property and all the things they're doing. The second you said you can't own anything here, is our market so big that they're going to still want to sell us things, or are they going to say, fine, you're cut off, and what's the economic impact of that?
Well, and therein lies the point. And this is why Donald Trump has put to the test his belief, and I don't want to speak for him, I'm just observing, but his conviction that, or at least his impulse, that we have leverage by virtue of our economic prowess. I mean, we're 25% of the consumption in the world. We're 5% of the world's population, but we're 25% of the world's economy. So he's always believed, I think, and been willing to exercise the conviction that everybody wants to do deals with the United States, and that we don't need to give so much to earn their desire to do trade with us. And I think he's largely been proven right in that. The leadership of China has taken a lot of heat back in China over the fact that they signed on to this phase one of the trade deal because they thought it was an embarrassment that they gave so much to be in this deal with us and that Xi Jinping and his people were, you know, played by Donald Trump and his people. So I think it's, again, to me, it's right now it's more of an open question for discussion, and I like having the discussion. More than anything, I like hearing from Mark Coates, who want to talk about it, because you do have to strike that balance. We produce far more than we can consume, and we want to be able to sell, but we also have to be realistic about the fact that places like China aren't going to become more like us because we sell to them. I think that's, for a long time, we've convinced ourselves that was the case, that when they're more exposed to free enterprise, American values, they're going to become more like us.
Hold tight, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Dave, you're next.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The April jobs report just released by the federal government says grim as most were expecting. The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%. The job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. The FAA investigating after an unusual incident at a Texas airport last night. A person struck and killed on a runway by a landing passenger plane. A statement from Austin Bergstrom International saying the flight crew reported seeing an unauthorized individual on the runway shortly after the plane touched down and the victim was dead at the scene. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our good friends at Dak Diesel. CJ and the crew, they are hard at it again today. When CJ doesn't call, it means he's literally on the business end of some diesel. He's hard at it. And they always are at Dak Diesel, because if it's diesel, they're going to get it running better. They're going to get it running again. They're going to take care of you. Bottom line. Dak Diesel, Bismarck, doing house calls if you need them. 701-210-0888. That's, you just call CJ's cell phone. It's just right there. 701-258-5011 at the office there at DakDiesel.com to find out more about the good work they're doing. We're celebrating moms today on the Mother's Day, Friday before Mother's Day edition of What's On Your Mind. And let's go talk to Dave here, should we?
So my wife and I are raising our great-grandson. We had him since he was a baby, so we're doing the whole parent thing. And so then when they took all the kids out of school and stuff, we were trying to figure out what we're going to do for daycare and stuff, you know. And she stepped right in, and she said she doesn't want him to go to daycare. She wants to spend time with him. So ever since then, my six-year-old great-grandson has been spending every day with his 81-year-old great-great-grandmother, and they both just love each other, you know. It's just been great for both of them. So I went to pick him up last week, and I walked to the door, and the little guy, he's standing there with this big smile on his face, and he's holding this Nerf gun, and my mom comes running into the room. And she's got a Batman mask on, and she's holding this Captain America shield and this big Nerf machine gun. And they're running around the house having a Nerf war. A Nerf gun war.
That is great.
81 years old with a six-year-old, and she's got the energy to do it. Can you imagine the memories she's making for this little boy?
Phenomenal. Yeah, that's a movie. You just described a movie there, Dave. That's unbelievable. Great stuff. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's amazing. Now, I didn't ask, but I assume that's his mom was the great-great-grandmother then, right? So he and his wife ended up taking the youngster as a baby, as the great-great-grandson, And then the great-great-great-grandmother is saying, no, I'll take care of him. Don't send him to daycare. Unbelievable.
A lot of greats in there.
Exactly, but it's pretty cool.
I'll see.
Good story. Reminds me of the Abel story, Kevin, a little bit. You know?
I know.
Your world changes sometimes, and you just go with the good Lord's plan, right?
That's exactly right, and you just force yourself to stay younger because you have to. It's wonderful, though.
Andrew in Lisbon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator. Say,
good morning, Andrew.
I got to admire the way you take questions from the public like this. It's rare in a politician. You don't just answer the easy questions. That being said, there were four senators named specifically that dumped stock in early February after a classified briefing and avoided the major losses that many of us who try to be responsible and save for the future suffered. My question is a simple question, and three of them from your party, a simple question. Is anything going to happen to them? Is that a criminal act, or is it just, unethical and, in my opinion, obscene? Because I'm really angry about that. I've tried hard throughout my life to be responsible. Had I done that, I don't think I could just, la la la, everything's cool. Anyway, that's my question.
Sure. No, good question. So there is a committee that looks at all of those, an ethics committee. It's chaired by James Lankford, and Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma, and they look into those kinds of situations. Now, each one of them, you describe them because they're all similar. They're not identical. So each one does have certain, characteristics perhaps that might be different than the other one. And I know in some couple of cases, the senators have actually requested an ethics investigation because they feel like they've done nothing wrong. And maybe all of them have, but I'm sure some form of investigation is going on with each of them. Interestingly, to your point, the briefings that the senators got, I don't know if they're considered classified or just secret or whatever the case might be. Near as I can recall, none of them provided information that wasn't already very readily publicly available. And when you look at each one, and I don't know the details of each of them, here's what I do know. I've never had enough money or maybe enough interest to invest in my own stocks. So everything I do is it's 401k stuff. So it's, none of it's known to me in terms of what stocks are being purchased or sold, and I've never sold stocks. So I've only invested in my retirement in these accounts that I have no control over. But in the cases of some of these senators who have more wealth that do some of that sort of thing, their managers oftentimes are separated from them. In other words, decisions are made apart from the senators. That said, it still can look worse maybe than it is, or maybe we don't know. Who knows? That's why they do investigations. I did just hear the other day, and I already forgot what it was. I think I just saw some of Senator Loeffler's stocks. She has recused herself from some decisions on the committee she's on over some of her stock purchases. For me personally, I'm just grateful I'm not wealthy, I guess. Like I said, the ethics committee looks into it. It's really more of an ethics committee staff, investigators that look into these things. And then if there's criminal or suspicion of criminal behavior or a possible indictment, then they would forward that on probably to the Department of Justice or somebody for further investigation. But I haven't heard anything lately on what the what the status is of any of them.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to John in South Dakota for Senator Kramer.
Hey, Senator Kramer, I echo what the caller before me said. It's great to be able to talk to a senator, even if it's one from my state, because I can't get a hold of mine. So the question I have for you is, there's been I've seen over my years, a lot of small packing plants that have tried to start up recently, one in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and it's like they have roadblock after roadblock after roadblock that keeps them from being up and going. Is it something that's just basic incompetence in the operation, or is something going on that's trying by the big packing plant that is keeping these little packing plants from getting up and going and taking care of our farmers.
God, this is why I love this show so much. I know I say that a lot, but because he's a guy that has a, raises a problem, has a solution, but wants to know what the problem with the solution is. And I think it's probably a little bit of each, but let's face it, the federal government and in many cases state governments do not make it easy. Now, here's the good news, okay? Your Senator, Mike Rounds, introduced legislation that I am a co-sponsor of to try and make it, I want to say easier, more accommodating for smaller, a more dispersed packing industry to deal with the issues that you're talking about. So we have a, there are multiple layers, right? And there are, I think it's 27 states that have state inspection inspection authorities as well as the federal. And if you get a, if you have state inspection, you can have an intrastate facility, and we're familiar with several states that do that. There are six states, and I'm not sure if South Dakota is one of them. North Dakota is one of them. That allow, or part of a compact that allow interstate selling of or, and purchasing of state inspected meats. Mike Rounds' bill that I'm on loosens some of those regulations, provides more opportunity for interstate commerce with state inspection. Now, this, if a state has an inspection program like North Dakota does, you know, the regulations have to be at least equal to the federal government. But, you know, guys, many times it's not the regulation that's the problem as much as it is the regulator. You know, if you have a zealous regulatory regime, even if you have the right regulations, they can block things for a long time. I think that is a big part of the problem, okay? The heavy-handed government gets in the way. That's why this moment is an opportunity as we expose these flaws. You guys, a much more distributed food supply is better, and I could go through a long history, but the consolidation of the meatpacking industry is the result of multiple things: bad labor relations in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, technological advancements in the 80s. There was a time when there was a premium on wages if you worked for a larger company. So, but once technology came along and made it easier, then the loss of that extra cost to the companies created that scale that just sort of forces this issue. That said, we're seeing now that there is a consequence to the supply chain to be so heavily concentrated. And so there's a lot to be said for exactly what you're talking about. Now, we also have, let's face it, sometimes local political issues that get in the way as well. Everybody wants a meatpacking facility in the county next to them. You know what I'm saying? And so we all have to sort of reevaluate this, but I think this is exactly the discussion that we need to have in our communities and in our states.
John, appreciate that call very much. Bob in Scranton for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator Kramer.
Hi, Bob.
I got a question for you. I got a divorce last year, and actually it's all good. And but I... She moved back home with the kids to Winnipeg. So now, because of COVID, you know, I haven't been able to see the kids since Christmas. And I'm just kind of wondering how this might play out.
Wow. So as you know, there is a restriction, a temporary restriction. And I stress temporary because this was a tough one. The U.S.-Canadian thing was tough because we have this very open and very friendly and very large border, right? It's not as open as it used to be for lots of reasons. But during this crisis, I know both the United States and federal and the Canadian federal governments have this travel restriction. I don't know what the future is, but I would like to get your information because this is something we can sort of look into, I think, and see, you know, what the administration is thinking about Canadian travel back and forth, see if, you know, when that'll
all right.
There's some essential travel that's allowed, of course, and commerce travel, but not just
not people.
Bob, no. Do me a favor. Hang on. When we get to the break here, Daniel will come on the line and take your information, email, phone number, and we'll get it to Senator Kramer's office, okay? So do that. That'd be great. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, our final segment on an Open Phone Friday Talk Radio Town Hall after this.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on Your Mind? Powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, plenty of options at Schwann Buick GMC. Large selection cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget. Even if yours is not paid off, if you have a trade, they might be able to lower your monthly payments or just buy your car, take it off your hands. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years.
or make no payments for up to 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwanBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. 11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. We continue with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Just a couple things on things that have been big news that we've not necessarily got a chance to talk about. One is the Coal Creek Station announcement yesterday that they're going to decommission the plant by late in 2022 unless there's some other buyer. Your reaction to their decision? It seems to be sort of more of the same Minnesota environmental extremism disregarding affordable, reliable energy for the politics of the moment. But, what's your take on this?
Well, I think that the political extremism of Minnesota and some of the political extremism of just renewable energy is the setup for GRE to make a very economical decision. So, I don't think GRE made the decision because they're getting pressure from Minnesota politicians as much as they have a fiscal responsibility to their membership to purchase much less expensive energy. Now, the energy is much less expensive because the taxpayers largely paid for the generation and the wind turbines and the whole green energy deal. But I want to be fair to GRE. I think that they made a fiscal decision, an economic decision, but it's based on politics created the advantage. So that said, I still believe that Coal Creek Station, which is, for people who may not know, it's about 1,000 megawatts, is the most efficient coal plant by far in the upper Midwest, and maybe certainly one of the most efficient in the country. And it puts out a lot of reliable electricity, and it's base load, and I keep stressing that because wind and solar are not base load. Wind and solar are cheap because the energy, the fuel source is free, and the taxpayers have paid for probably a third or so of the capital cost for putting it in. But the day the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine and it's 30 below zero or 100 above, and the grid fails, then they've got a problem. But anyway. So I still believe that plant has value. That we can go into all the nerdy stuff of the regional transmission organization, MISO, and
just give me your bottom line. Do you believe that this ultimately ends up okay? I mean, in other words, it stinks right now. The uncertainty stinks right now. But ultimately, when we look back on this, 3-4 years down the road, it's going to be. I mean, there's enough promise with what's there, those assets, that something good will come of this.
Well, being eternally optimistic, I believe that. And I think every one of us at every level of government, local, county, state, federal, has to do everything we can to highlight the value of that beautiful station, that direct current transmission line, the work ethic, the reliability of it. We have to do everything we can to create, both to tout it, to find buyers for it, to find uses for it, but we also have to be about changing policies, everything from zoning laws to tax laws at the federal level and state level as best we can. Here's the challenge we're up against, Scotty. I don't have to tell you, Democrats, there's not a Democrat left that probably wouldn't support just getting rid of coal other than probably Joe Manchin. But a lot of Republicans, of course, favor green energy and renewable energy because they don't have coal or oil or gas or nuclear in their states. And so because of wind and because it got a foothold at the taxpayers' expense, and then it got favorable treatment on the grid, and what was once designed to be at 10% of the energy mix suddenly has taken over.
Right.
Because states like Iowa that have Republican, governors and South Dakota for that matter, that have Republican senators and governors, don't have coal.
I want to squeeze in one other topic here, and it is, it's the coronavirus, where we're at, the reaction to it. Steve Holstrom yesterday talked to Troy Olson, Griggs County Commission Chair. Very little COVID cases, in fact, none, zero of COVID-19 in Griggs County. Steve asked him, what do you make of this? Here's what he said.
Great talking to you.
Me neither.
I'm not hearing anything.
You know, cheer me up here.
I was that much.
Yeah, I'll play it in here if you turn on my PC, Kev. Here's what we're going to play. I won't have as much time. Let me just summarize it, because we don't have much time left. You're going to have to just quickly answer this anyway, Kevin. Sorry for the technical snafu here. But Troy Olson, chair of the Grace County thing, is saying, you know what? People ought to go back to work. The math doesn't add up here. We've shut down the economy for very little. This is a North Dakota county commissioner that's saying this. And I'm hearing it more and more. In the few seconds we have left, what is your advice?
Well, my advice is you can't do anything about what's happened in the past, but we should have learned. Let's protect the vulnerable population and let the rest of the population go about its business, and just super, put all of our focus, our emphasis on protecting the vulnerable population, and we could save people's lives and save the economy at the same time.
There is some darn common sense there on the show, I'll tell you. How about that? I hope we start pivoting there and quick. Thanks, Senator Kramer. Appreciate the time. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. God bless you, folks, and take care, Mom.
Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.